I think she's been in there 3 years, and I think, to be honest, I've just seen the complete home turn round with new management and staff. It's become a superb home now against the background of what it was 18 months ago, and I'm comfortable with the fact that she's being looked after.
And what about the news that we've been hearing over the past couple of weeks, which seems to be escalating more and more this week as well, that the homes can't afford to pay the rent and some will be sold off to raise the money?
Obviously very worrying. Indeed, I've been in contact with the local MP, Andrew Selu, and he's taking it up to see what contingency plans the local authority and indeed the government have if this situation does occur.
Is it something? Have you been to visit Marjorie in the home and spoken to staff about this there as well?
I haven't spoken to Marjorie. You know, we try and keep a very low key on those sorts of things for their own sake. But obviously, the staff are concerned, and as is the manager. And I think to be honest, if one's truthful, it would be good if the home as of the home that it is, it would be nice if indeed it was sold off. And somebody then picked it up and they could then put this all behind them.
I see it in a different way. What would you do, just out of interest in your situation, because in a moment we're going to speak to Heather, and her mother lived in a Southern Cross home, and she was told with 2 days' notice that it would close and she had to do something about her mother. What would happen, Ian, to you, realistically, if you found yourself in 2 days' time in that situation?
Well, devastated, obviously. And to be honest, I don't quite know what we would do. We just have to take that and pick it up if it happened. But I do genuinely feel that's not the case with regard to, you know, the local authority couldn't allow, 31,000 people to suddenly find themselves not in a home.
Ian, have you been told about anything relating to the future and how things are likely to proceed over the next few weeks and months?
Well, I've been assured that there will not be a problem. And I mean, I can only speak for obviously Swiss Cottage.
For
and,
sure.
Listening to the previous conversation that you had, I mean, it's just the fact that I do agree totally. The management at Swiss Cottage 18 months ago, 2 years ago, was appalling.
But it is proof, at least, that it can be turned around.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's really why I was pleased to speak to you and to TV yesterday, because it does work. You get a good manager, a good team of people, and that transforms the whole situation.